Hey Bob, it's Jeremiah.
Lead Transportation.
Hi, Freddie, please.
Speaking.
Hey Freddie, this is Julian from Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
I'm good. Julian from where now?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank in San Diego. I'm not looking to take a lot of your time. I know you're busy. Just looking to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer. We mailed out to the business just a few weeks ago. And it looks like you might have been in touch with another one of our agents earlier this year, Nick. I don't know if you remember. Anyway, just want to follow up. Looks like we have you pre-approved based on your history with Ennoble, Inc., and I just want to check in with you, Freddie, see how business is going and see where we might be able to help you. You looking to bring on any new equipment for the summer, any new trucks, anything like that?
Well, I might be looking to buy a dump truck, but I hadn't made my mind. I got to do a little bit more research.
Okay, how long have you been thinking about that?
Oh, well, I'm out working now.
Okay.
I'm taking a break. I'm going to start research on it. With the job prospects back in the area where I live, Norfolk. How much am I pre-approved for? What we talking?
Well, it depends. It sounds like you might be looking for equipment financing. Working capital is a number I can more easily quote on the phone because it's based on the annual sales of your business. Equipment financing, it's hard to tell, but I can give you kind of an idea. How much did your business do last year?
Last year did about
just in sales.
Net or gross?
Gross, just top line revenue.
About 180,000.
180,000?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, if that was working capital, which is unsecured cash, it would probably be around 20 grand. However, for equipment, I believe we can get you more, because this is equipment that's going to make your business money, and it's going to be longer term payback. Typically, we can get you like 2 to 5 year terms. How much was this equipment, the dump truck?
I hadn't even checked the price. Of course, you know, you depending on what you buy, this model, that model, that price.
Yeah. Well, let's say in the perfect world, Freddie, like ideally, how much do they run? Like just a rough ballpark range.
Oh, man, a new dump truck is about 100 grand.
100 grand, okay. And then used, they kind of just go down from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down or up, but that's not the
down or up.
Most expensive.
And what are you using right now? You said you have. Are you just renting one or something or?
No, I own.
You own it. Okay.
Three.
Nice. Okay, you're just looking to bring on another one.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. How many employees do you have?
I'm it.
You're it. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. How long you been in business for, Freddie?
Since 2003.
2003? Very nice. And are sales up over last year?
Sales are up and down, up and down. It just depends on how it works. Like,
yeah.
I'm a guy this year, and maybe I didn't work all at all. But being a one-person operation, if you don't work, you don't make money.
Yeah, I gotcha.
This year is looking out to be probably the lowest revenue next year, but I've had three close family members that died. I live in Norfolk, they live in Texas, and anytime you take off for funerals and stuff, you know, if that's not a place, you offer a week and a half, 2 weeks. So, but on a good year, around, if I work a good year, I could make around 200,000.
Okay, on a good year, I gotcha. 200K on a good year. How would you rate your personal credit?
Oh, that's good. In the sevens.
In the sevens?
Yeah.
And in the 700s, you said?
Right.
Oh, okay, excellent. Yeah, I'm sure we can get you approved for a good program. Typically, all we need is a credit application, 6 months of business bank statements, the previous 6 months of bank statements, right? And then your previous year tax return. Have you already filed for 2015 taxes?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's totally fine. We can use 2014. Did you get an extension filed?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hey, don't you worry about that. Most businesses that I deal with are in the same boat. It's totally normal. So, but yeah, I can typically get you an answer within a couple days. Like I said, I need a credit application, 2014 tax return, and the last 6 months of bank statements. And then maybe a vendor quote or invoice of the truck you're looking at, just so we can have like kind of an idea.
Well, I'm gonna say, put that for interest rates down also.
What kind of interest rates? It really depends. It really depends on a lot of things. Interest rates are always going to depend on risk wherever you go. They start in the low single digits, low to mid single digits. But it, like I said, I don't want to quote you anything until we like see what you look like on paper. But they're pretty standard in the equipment financing industry. But we have some awesome programs, and especially if you have good credit, you've been in business for a long time, it sounds like, and it sounds like you can, you know, you can really use this equipment. It's going to help boost your business. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
If I decide to go that way, I hadn't really decided to go that way. It just started from this year.
Yeah. Freddie, what's your email address? Do you use email?
Please. FLEE. Transportation. @att.net.
@att.net. Okay. Do you have a few minutes, Freddie? I can grab a senior associate just to kind of give you a little bit more feedback on what you're looking for, and maybe give you some more information.
What I would rather do.
Uh huh.
Take my name and number, get that call back in a couple of weeks. Let me do the research, because I'm not ready to follow through with anything except doing some research.
Okay. Yeah. No worries, Freddie. No hurry on my end.
Yeah.
I can send you over an email and And, you know, if you want to get the paperwork back to me, just so you have an answer and you know what you're approved for, it might make it a little bit easier for you to shop when you know how much you have available. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't worry about buying what I decide to buy.
You got it.
My main financer is GE, so they finance all the trucks I own.
Gotcha. They got absorbed, though, by a bigger bank, right? GE Capital?
I don't know. I hadn't. The truck I'm driving now, I've been one of the last ones I paid off, and I paid it off about 3 years ago, so I hadn't bought anything in 3 to 4 years.
I see. Yeah, GE Capital, GE, I believe they dissolved their financial services business, so they kind of sold off all their loans to other banks. But but if you had an agreement with them, they still, you know, they're still ongoing as far as like existing financing terms, but anyway,
right.
But yeah, so like I said, Freddie, I can send you an email. Does all the paperwork sound like, is it stuff you have handy that you can get pretty quickly, or do you want me to just kind of like you said, check back in a couple weeks?
Yeah, check back in a couple weeks, cause I'm driving that.
Yeah, no worries, Freddie. Well, if anything changes, let me know. And like I said, if you want to get the paperwork in when you can, I can see what I can get you approved for, just so you have an idea. And that way, when you're shopping around, you know what options you have. You know what I mean? So
yeah, all right.
All right. Well, thanks, Freddie. I'm just gonna give you a call, probably like next week, just to follow up. Is that fine?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, Freddie. Any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, sir. I'm good.
All right, Freddie. Well, best of luck to you, man. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.